Sordides by E.G. Conde. Originally published in ebook and paperback formats by Stellaform Press. Read for you by E.G. Conde.
With Isabel Salazar.
Content warnings. Natural disaster, colonialism, assimilation, racism, transphobia, character death, depictions of post-traumatic stress disorder, depictions of mental illness, carceral interrogation, violence. Dedication for my beloved sister, the eternal Michelle Gonzalez Green. May your ancestral fire bring radiance to the archipelagos beyond the sky.
Khum.
Chapter 1. Huracan, Heart of Sky. Epigraph. The most ultimately righteous of all wars is a war with savages. The rude, fierce settler who drives the savage from the land lays all civilized mankind under a debt to him. Theodore Roosevelt, The Winning of the West, 1889 CE.
It was after dusk when Daddy came for us. His breath was thick and wet as it swept through the forest. Not even the coquis dared to chirp with him there, rummaging in the brush. I can still remember the wails of the trees as he flayed their barks, as he dismembered them limb by limb. I was huddled with my family when his tongue slithered through cracks in our zinc roof, bored holes in the tarp that we hoped would shield us. Someone screamed when the roof caved in, splintered under the weight of a fallen yabisi. Its pale trunk cracked like bone beneath his invisible fist. Then Teddy descended, jaws bared, his saliva oozing down on us in wicked rivulets. Hands clasped, we pleaded to our creator for quick deaths, but death never came. Instead, as if our semis had heard our prayers, Teddy's voice caught in his throat. Silence. It was as if the engine of the cosmos had shuttered its industry, giving way to quiet entropy. And that's when I remembered what the gobernadora had said on the radio the night before, her warning not to trust the stillness. No habrá paz en medio de la tormenta. When it was so quiet that I could hear my heart drumming in my ears, I clambered out of the wreckage. My sisters cursed at me for my tontería, my foolishness, but soon they followed. They were curious. Where the roof had collapsed, bleached bark and serrated metal parted like the petals of a hideous flower to reveal him, grinning and gordo, in the pallid sky. Below, the jungle had withered to a tangle of brown, as if his breath curled with unseen flame. A coconut palm whined and crashed. Its death echoed over the mountains, twisting into something that reminded me of laughter. I lifted my gaze to the sky to search for the face of the Taino deity that legends say takes the shape of a storm, arms curling like serpents to set the clouds into a devastating spiral. Huracan. Teddy was the 20th of 22 names randomly assigned for that year by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But I like to think that he was named after the Teddy, the American conquistador, the last to lay claim to this little jewel in the Caribbean I call home. How fitting that he should be the one to usher in the end of American dominion here. Perhaps we should be grateful. Some pray that our new masters will be better caretakers of our land. But we jibaros, we mountain folk, we have our doubts. I regret not taking Mandarin at university, as we sift through the packages our new rulers airdrop for us. Bags of rice, insulin, antibiotics, distilled water, bioprinted protein powder. Will the Chinese be more sympathetic than their American or Spanish predecessors, I wonder? They are, after all, not strangers to our suffering. They must remember, when their people were sent here as laborers to work in the factories, that last-ditch effort to save Spain's crumbling empire with industry. Or when the Americans' Chinese Exclusion Act uprooted thousands from
Sample complete. Ready to continue?